Not gonna lie, this one is going to be a little shorter. One, I'm out of breath. Wow, I need to start working out better. Like, I work out, but then, like, I'll work out, like, one day and then, like, take off and eat, like, two Frosties the next day and then I'll work out. Yeah. Anyways, it's a vicious cycle I'm in. But this one is a little shorter just because I just left my cousin's house and I'm headed to my parents' house and it's only, like, an 8-minute drive. So I thought, why not make a podcast? It's Monday, and I told you guys, you know, that I would be making podcasts on Monday and Thursdays, and, you know, today, after work, I just wasn't feeling it, you know. I woke up today kind of, like, grumpy, and I don't really wake up grumpy, but I just, like, had a rough day yesterday, and I just was like, you know, it really drug into my Monday morning, so I was just a little grumpy and tired, and on my way home from work, I just wanted to chill, so I didn't make a podcast, but here we are. I walked with my cousin and my sister and my cousin's baby, Evie, and we had a good time. So we took a walk. This walk, we left at 5:55, and we made it. If you're ever in Columbia City and you know where the 4-H grounds are, but then you know where the Nook is, well, that's how far we made it before they decided. Oh, this is really weird, but I think a tonsil stone just came up. I'm sorry, I chewed on it and it's disgusting. Let me clear my throat real quick. Oh, that was gross. Anyways, I hate when that happens. But they decided that they wanted a hot dog. Well, the Nook is usually super quick and it's just hot dogs. Like, how slow can you be with a hot dog? But they were. And so we stood around and we had Evie, and she's a year and a half, and granted, 60 degrees outside, she has a hat on, but yet it was getting a little chilly, and, you know, the sun was going down, because we didn't count on, like, an hour-long walk. We were just thinking, oh, we'll just go on, like, a little 20-minute walk. Well, the hot dogs impeded it. So, after waiting, like, 50 minutes for these hot dogs that I wasn't even going to eat, we decided to call Austin, my cousin's husband, and what a mistake that was, because he just made fun of us. He made fun of us a lot because we made it like 2 blocks in an hour and he had to come pick us up in the car and we didn't want to walk home. So that was my evening, and it put me in a good mood, you know. I don't know, like, usually I'm not in a bad mood, but just today I just was, and I really hope that tomorrow I'll be in a better mood. But so I was worried because I was like, oh, I can't make a podcast today because I'm just not, you know, I'm not feeling the mojo of cracking jokes, making people laugh. Like, I'm in the mood for someone else to make me laugh, but I guess, you know, I just have to be there for myself. I just got to, like, make myself laugh. So, yeah, 7:31. Some of you might be listening in your bathtub. Shout out to Amy, a coworker who listens to me in her bathtub. It's very nice of you. Very nice. I'm glad you can take baths, Amy. Like, I'm glad, you know, I don't have a bathtub. I used to when I lived with my parents, which, again, I'm headed there. Like, on the last podcast I made, I talked about how I go to my parents every freaking day, and I haven't. I had a good streak going where I didn't go to their house for 2 days, maybe three. 3 days I didn't go to their house, but here I am going again because I need more clothes. You know, I just need to make the move of packing all the clothes up and taking them to my house. But I did do my first load of laundry last night in my new house, and I didn't put it on a high enough spin cycle, and then, you know, I had to literally dry them 3 times in the dryer because they were so soaking wet. Like, I'm an idiot. I don't know how to do laundry. But anyways, Amy, I'm glad you have a bathtub because I don't now, and I miss it. I like sitting in a bathtub. Like, I understand, like, my dad always said, like, ew, you're sitting in your own filth. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care. Watch me drink the bath water. I won't do that. I've never done that. I think that would be borderline gross. But I like baths. I like, you know, to shave my legs in the bath and just chill, watch Netflix. So, you know, Amy, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you get to do that. But I have a shower. Shower's nice. I mean, it's pretty much, it's not wheelchair accessible. Like, when I say wheelchair accessible, you think of, oh wow, it has like a bar and it's some old person shower. It's not. It's just super low, like the ledge, or like the ridge, I guess, from like the floor to the bath, like the shower floor is just super, like, short. So I damn near can just like walk right into it. Like it's almost like a locker room shower. Like it just, there is not like, if that puppy plugged, like it's got like maybe an inch before it overflows. But wow, this car is driving at me with their, yeah, you better turn off your brights, buddy. Damn it. That was bright. I can't see now. I'm blinded. Oh, I usually don't get road rage like that, but I turned my brights on. I said, you have your brights on, I'm gonna have my brights on. And then, you know, I'm always worried about that because I've heard rumors that, like, I'm not into, like, gang stuff. Like, I'm not really, like, I'm not cultured within the gang stuff. Like, I don't know my facts. So I feel weird talking about it because I don't like talking about things I'm not sure about. But I have heard that if you flash, and it might not even be about gangs. It could just be, like, about a group of people that did this, but like when you flash your brights at someone, then like they would turn around and kill you. I don't know. I just heard that a long time ago. That's probably not even true. I feel like an idiot now, but oh well. But yeah, that person had their brights on. Wow, that's these cars these days. They're probably like, fuck you. Oh shoot, I probably should not say that word. They're probably like, screw you, woman, for turning your brights on me when my 2020 Escalade just has super, super bright lights. And then, you know, it's not their fault. They just spent like 40 grand on really nice lights. And I'm in a 97 Saturn that the lights are like a night light. And I have to turn on my brights just for regular lights. You know, I turn on my brights and they're like, wow, it's like normal lights. But anyways, so this podcast is going to be super short. I just wanted to like check in. I hope you all are doing great. I just want to let you know, I'm alive, you know, just, I didn't want, you know, my dedicated followers I have to not have a podcast on a Monday night and think that I just fell off the earth, you know? So I'm pulling into my parents and I'm going to go eat their food. And yeah, I hope you guys had a great Monday.